Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's the luckiest guy in the world today?
Craig Courtney gets to work with me.
Okay, outside of that, like something special that happened in the last 24 hours. And there's an answer to someone involved in sports is not even debatably the luckiest guy in the world.
Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady's always lucky, so it's got to be something unique. Something happened in the last 24 hours that would make this guy the luckiest guy in the world. Tom Brady's always a lucky guy. He's good-looking, he's wealthy, he's playing football. He says now until he's 55, so you have another decade of Tom Brady, and he's married to a supermodel.
Justin Turner, because his error didn't make him a GOAT.
Justin Turner, is that the right answer, Alex Rodriguez?
No.
No. Sorry, it is not. Not Justin Turner. No, sir. Give you two more guesses, then I'll give you the answer.
Cam Thomas, because his opportunity will grow with Kyrie Irving not there in Brooklyn.
A-Rod, is it Cam Thomas?
No.
No, it is not Cam Thomas. Sorry about that, Evan Roberts. You have one more guess. And then I will go to the peanut gallery to see if they can answer it. Well, you can't.
No hint or...
No hint, sorry. It's Friday night.
It's come on. In the last 24
the
hours.
The luckiest man on the planet.
The luckiest man on the planet. Is it Terry Bradshaw for still having a job?
Ladies and gentlemen, is it Terry Bradshaw for still having a job? A-Rod.
No.
Sorry, you're out.
Damn it.
For the steal and the win, do either one of you two knuckleheads want to go? Thomas?
I'm going to go with Zach Ertz from being traded from Philadelphia to the high-powered offense in Arizona and Kyler Murray, the Cardinals. Zach Ertz is my answer.
Is the answer Zach Ertz?
Zach
Ertz.
Albert. Yes!
Zach Ertz goes from the Philadelphia Eagles, who are a train wreck right now, to the undefeated... Only undefeated team left in the NFL.
Yes, they are.
Stud quarterback who's having an MVP
season.
Kyler
Murray banged up this week.
Yes.
He's listed as questionable.
But on a team where they've already got legitimate offensive weapons, he becomes additive.
Yeah.
He just went from crap to sunshine.
Nah, that's a good spot for him.
He is the luckiest man
in the world. And by the way, did you get the endless tweets from people this morning asking a simple question over and over again? Is he eligible to play Sunday? Can I get him twice in fantasy?
Oh, for fantasy.
Is he eligible? And there is a rule in the NFL that you can't.
Right.
So Zach Ertz will not play Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. But following this, he is the luckiest man in the world because he joins the undefeated Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
and he gets the hell out of Philadelphia.
That, by the way, is a great game to keep an eye on, especially with the drama in Cleveland right now with Baker Mayfield's wife and the fans.
That's a very appealing game, no doubt.
And the fact that, you know, the Browns' offense is as good as any offense in football, but, you know, they're not 5-0.
I am picking that game when we make NFL picks. I'm all over that game.
Yeah, the guys will have their picks for you at 6:30 today. So if you're one of those people that for some reason waits for these guys to make picks, I don't
know
why you would.
Nobody waits for us to make picks. They listen to laugh at us when we get it wrong.
I'm just saying, I don't know why they wait for it either.
Nobody does.
At 6:30, the guys will go through the machinations of giving you picks that mean nothing. No disrespect to
them.
Should
we even do it then? Let's just get rid of it.
Yeah, no, you have to do it because you have to have a competition and sponsored and all that.
That's
all well and good. You know, it's like going to a stand-up show. It's like seeing Bill Burr. Yeah, when you guys make your picks.
Was that funny?
And I hear the reasons behind the picks. It's like going to like Sebastian Maniscalco for me.
I got you.
I just sit back. Oh, it's like a little break and a laugh. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay. We shouldn't even do them, to be honest.
No, you got to do them now. Well, let me guess. You're under
500. It sucks. It's boring. It's terrible. Right. You got to do it.
I'm in first place. We're not getting rid of this thing.
He was going to say that. Big Mac is in first place. If we count his non-picks picks from a week ago, that's the question, because he wasn't around. So are we counting those picks? He texted them. I don't know if they count.
Oh, they count.
Why don't you wait till the end of the season and see if you need them or not?
Exactly.
And he goes, go back.
That's how we're going to decide.
Dennis is in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about a situation that happened to a good friend of mine.
Sure.
He went on an estimate. You know, he's in a kitchen and bath business, right?
Yeah.
So he says to the homeowner, which bathroom are we looking at?
Okay.
You know, so they start heading towards the stairs. So he goes, is it the master bath? You know, so they get upstairs and the woman leaves. He's standing there with the husband and she kind of comes back and says, you know, you really offended me. And my friend Chris looked at her and said, I'm sorry, what did I say?
Yeah, what did he say?
Right? Well, she was offended that he used the term master for master bath.
Based on, like, a slavery reference?
I have no idea. Neither does he. But that's the only thing that we can
No, it has to be a slavery, but it's still a term that's used. That term hasn't been eliminated yet. Like, you describe that's the master bedroom. That's right. A term.
That's yeah. I think that's an accepted real estate term.
It still is. Unless something has changed, Dennis, in the last, like, couple of months that I'm not aware of, it was still an accepted term.
Did they allow him to do the job, or did they hire someone else?
No, they hired somebody else.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I was in the kitchen and bath business for 40 years.
Sure.
And we always called it a master bath.
Of course, it's still called a master bath. It's not, it's not the master's bedroom. There's no S on the end of master. It's the word master is actually the adjective that describes the bathroom, as opposed to the noun, which would be a different property.
It wasn't like possession. It's not about possession.
Property,
yeah.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago where I was house hunting, and it was at that moment, Craig, an accepted term.
Yeah. Oh, and I know every real estate agent is the same. Wait till you see the master bedroom.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
You've got dual walk-in closets. You've got a wonderful vanity, his and her sinks, and a poop room just for the husband. And you're like, yeah. Right. Everything I always wanted in the master bedroom.
Yes.
That is
news to me if that term is no longer used.
And now that guy's going to have a bad reputation in town of being a racist or something.
Yeah, but the question is, will that guy stop using that term now? Being afraid of, hey, I don't want to offend anyone else. I don't know. You got to think of a new term. The bigger bedroom. Here, I'll take it because it's usually the bigger bedroom. I'm kind of curious now. Will that guy, out of fear, because he lost a job out of it, change how he refers to it?
I can tell you what, there's a terrible double standard in sports that took place last night. And and then we'll get your calls here in 1 second.
Do you want to get those ratings too, by the way?
Oh, yeah. 877-337-6666. Evan, if the NBA was in its finals, okay?
Yes.
Championship, yeah, NBA finals.
Yes.
And I'm just going to use your team because it's more likely they go than the Knicks go. And I'm going to use Durant because he's the biggest star there is. And you'll find why I'm doing that in a second. If Kevin Durant shoved an official.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimate, shoved an official.
Yes.
In game two of the NBA Finals.
Yes.
What do you think the NBA would do?
Oh, God. First of all, you'd be having a field day. They would probably suspend Kevin Durant.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Right? And there'd be a monetary fine. But I think we all can agree, he would be suspended.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So last night, in a game, WNBA Finals, Mercury star Diana Taurasi shoved one of the officials.
Yeah.
Is she being suspended for game three?
No.
She is not.
No. But is she being fined for game? Being fined?
$2,500. She's basically being fined nothing. And to me, I'm like, wait a minute. If that happened in the NBA or the NFL or the NHL or Major League Baseball, that guy would be suspended before he got home that night.
Yeah.
She got a $2,500 fine and no suspension.
Did you see the shove?
Did you see the shove?
Yes.
You did.
She was coming to, like, the defense of her teammate. And so it wasn't, like, she definitely shoved the official.
She shoved the official.
I'm not saying she didn't. But it was in a, hey, get out of the way. I'm trying to help out my teammate thing. So I want to be fair. I'm going to give you my opinion, not how the league would have handled it.
Yeah.
Because I already told you how the league would handle it. I would not want that player suspended, personally. I would say,
really?
All right, yeah, I wouldn't. Wow. That's just my opinion. And by the way, Craig, I know I'm in the minority.
Okay.
I admit the NBA would have suspended Kevin
Durant. I don't think there's any doubt.
Right. But I'm just saying, because I saw the play, I didn't think it was like this. I believe you got to use logic sometimes.
Okay.
It wasn't a, get the hell out of my way push. It was a, hey, I'm trying to help my teammate up. There was just a collision. Get out of the way.
Well, if
I just wouldn't have done it. That's just me.
If she had shoved an opponent, okay, I'm with you on that. But in this case, she shoved the ref.
No, I totally get it.
And she knows that that's the ref. She knows, like, you can't claim, I'm not saying you are, but you couldn't claim, you know, sudden amnesia or blindness.
No, and the other thing,
like, she knows what she's
and
doing.
And I hope you guys appreciate this, Knicks fans. Here's the other thing. I don't like having a series impacted by something like this. The New York Knicks got hosed with guys coming off the bench. We've seen it before. Now, I know it's a rule, letter of the law. It's the same thing. If this was the regular season, I'd probably say, yeah, let's suspend her. I don't would not want an NBA Finals, or in this case, a WNBA Finals, impacted by something that when you look at it, you would say, not that malicious.
Like, I will
she
say
didn't
this.
Punch her in the face.
She didn't tackle her. She didn't punch her in the face, but she shoves her, then kind of tries to pull her out
of
the way.
I'm just saying, I'm preparing myself in case this does happen to KD in the finals, that I'm not a hypocrite. I would not want the person suspended. I'm serious.
Coming up, KD's comments on Kyrie. Lorraine's in New Jersey on the fan. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Doing good, babe. What's up?
I'm just calling to tell you that your reference to the bathroom now is called the main bathroom. The main bedroom, not the master.
No, it's not.
I watch a lot of HGTV. TV, and I see it on there all the time, and they refer to it as the main, not the master anymore.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the HGTV, you know, reclamation project shows. You watch the real estate shows. I like them too, but it's still called the master.
Most of my husband, Stu, too.
Who's that?
Craig.
Oh, it's Craig.
He's right there.
Yeah, it's Craig. Craig's on the phone.
He's a big fan. Loves you.
Oh, let's say hi to Stu then. I have no problem saying hi to Stu.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Hey, Stu.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Love the stuff you guys do.
Appreciate it. A little awkward. I know you got big plans for the weekend. You watching any sports, playing sports? What are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're actually at West Virginia visiting with our son.
Oh, nice. All right. Is West Virginia got a home game or no?
No games this weekend.
Oh, great place to see a college football game, by the way.
I know. Hopefully we'll get one.
You enjoy that. I appreciate you calling in, and take the very best of care. Thomas,
I used to watch HGTV all the time with my wife, and the last I had watched it, they had not made that change yet.
So in Texas, they did change it from master to primary.
So it's happened. So
Texas.
So we've missed out on this.
They the term master is officially canceled when it comes to describing bedrooms and bathrooms, specifically in Houston, Texas. The Houston Association of Realtors is no longer using the word master to hide bedrooms and bathrooms on its MLS, that's multiple listing service.
Right.
Instead, realtors are going with the word primary.
Primary.
Several members demanded a review of the language because of the connotation to slavery.
Well, what's going on here in New York City? Like, if you're showing houses on Long Island or New Jersey or in Westchester, have we eliminated that word?
It does say in the article, I don't think so. It does say in the article, if that's happening, what are we doing with the following? The Masters Golf Tournament.
I was just thinking about
that. Well, they're racist anyway, so you know they're not changing it.
They're racist.
That's
sexist.
Like the
that's
most
fine.
Racist group on the planet, so they're not changing nothing.
They'd be the last ones to change it.
Oprah has something called Oprah's Masterclass. Oh, I don't know what that is. And what about people that go back to college to get their...
Master's
degree.
Hey, Craig, what about when you're by yourself and you're lonely?
You're baiting. Can't say it's mastering it anymore. Yeah. I guess what do you call that? Practice baiting? I've never really quite mastered it anyway. But I keep trying.
Not from lack of effort.
I'm trying with every finger, too.
Yuck. Yuck.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate story. That's a team.
I was not aware. And I was looking for a house not that long ago.
Well, you just mumbled. What did I tell you about mumbling?
Who mumbled?
You didn't raise your hand.
Oh, Loogie.
You didn't raise your hand. You mumbled.
What'd you mumble?
No mumbling.
No, it was off air. That's why.
No. I heard it. Therefore, it was on air. No mumbling allowed.
What'd you mumble?
I said check line 2, Kevin and Howard.
I have no line 2. I have 5, 1, 3, and 4.
Oh, go to Kevin and Howard Beach.
Kevin and Howard Beach. All right. Kevin, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Evan, you're wrong. I don't know when you went to look for a house, but about 2-3 months ago, they were telling real estate agents not to refer to it as a master bedroom.
Oh, so last 2-3 months that changed, then, is what you're saying.
Well, because of everything that's been going on. Okay.
Yeah, no, I looked for a house in 16, so like, 5 years, I guess, is enough.
What's been going on that suddenly you can't call it a master bedroom or bathroom?
Yeah, you can't.
Like, what happens? Do you lose your license or something?
What?
It's frowned upon.
Like, hey, did you hear about Shirley?
Like the guy that called up and said the woman was insulted. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what happens, and that poor guy lost his gig. That's why he's got to make the adjustment now, if that's the adjustment that's going on, because you don't want to lose your gigs.
As do we all.
Yeah.
So you think, like, a bunch of real estate agents got together, and they're like, hey, did you hear about Linda? I mean, it's so sad what happened to Linda. Lost 3 listings yesterday alone because she referenced the master bathroom. Like, what?
I guess now that I think about it, 5 years is a long time. So in the course of the last 5 years, all the rules have changed in terms of how you should refer to certain places.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
It's funny. I can watch a documentary about the Beatles on Disney Plus, but I can't watch the New York Knicks play basketball. Like, come on, man.
Well, one's more entertaining than the other, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's my whole point. Yes.
Yes.
Knick basketball, baby.
I'm going to be there in about an hour. I'll say hi to all your friends.
Please do.
Julius, RJ, Kemba.
No? I don't know Julius.
Oh, okay.
But all the people that work there are very good people.
You
great
got it.
Security staff, great ushers. And I hope you have a wonderful time all by yourself.
That's right. That's right.
At the Garden tonight.
I am not staying the entire game. I'm doing a test run for the season. I want to see what it's like to go. I want to see what my seats are like because I haven't sat there yet. I want to eat some Garden popcorn just so I can rub it in. And then when I'm bored, I'm going to leave. That's my plan.
Time now for the guys' NFL picks. Remember, if you are going to get involved in gambling, be smart. Don't chase. That's my motto. And, you know, make your own picks. Do what you think is right. And whatever money you've set aside for gambling, make sure that money's not money you need for bills, mortgages, your kids, and things like that. If it's recreational money that you have, okay, great. And if you lose, you lose. Live to fight another day. If you win, put some of it away and then gamble with what's left. But don't start using money that you don't have earmarked for gambling or that you do have earmarked for something much more important like food, like rent, car payments, and things like that. And remember, while the guys give their picks, it's really for entertainment purposes, whatever pick you have is just as good as anybody picks out there. And with that, here are the boys.
And they're brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. Call 1-800-ALARM-E, by Laborers Local 731, Feel the Power, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. We haven't decided if C-Mac's texted picks count.
We have decided.
So he's either 6-8 or he's 8-6. We'll make that determination at a later date. C-Mac, take it away.
Oh, I get to go first. How about this? All right, so we'll go with the Rams and Giants, obviously. I liked it better a couple of days ago when it was 9.5.
Whiny biatch.
I am. I liked it better at 9.5. But listen, I'm still going to take the Giants at 7.5 as long as Jones is in this game. They're going to keep this game close. They always do. They're, you know, one of the better teams at covering the points. I just have a feeling they're going to be able to keep this thing close. The offense has been clicking. Even without Barkley, they'll do enough to stay in this game. The defense has to step up at some point and put together a decent performance. I know it's against a good offensive team, but I just have a feeling the Giants are going to score enough to keep it somewhat close. Giants plus 7.5.
And beg James Bradbury for
and
a
I
win.
I beg Bradbury for a win. So you know he's going to come through. There's just no way. How could he disappoint me? Nobody disappoints me.
Before you leave, could you please do me a favor? Bring us a win on Sunday.
All right. I didn't sound anything like that. Cowboys at the Pats. I think the Cowboys are just flat out on a mission. I think they're one of the better offensive teams. Dak in this offense is just tremendous. The Pats gave up 300 yards and 3 touchdowns to Davis Mills last week. I think Dak is going to have a monster game. Craig doesn't. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm getting some disappointing.
Pathetic.
But that doesn't matter. Cowboys minus 3.5. I think they're going to win this game easy.
And thank you.
My third game, Cincinnati has played nothing but close games. They had one blowout win against Pitt. But it doesn't matter. The Packers, it's a 3-point game. The Jags, it's a 3-point game. Cincinnati plays these tight games. And I think Detroit, coming off that heartbreaking performance, off their coach's performance of crying after the game, I have a feeling Detroit's going to step up and play a good game against Cincinnati. So give me Detroit plus 3.5.
I'll pass.
The Cowboys minus 3.5.
Oh, my God!
And the Giants plus 7.5. McMonagle's 3 picks. First place picks.
Wow, we haven't determined. Either Big Mac's in first place or Loogie's in first place at an even 7-7.
Go ahead, Loogie.
I'm raising my hand. Just wanted that on the record. The Rams, I'm taking them minus 7.5 against the Giants. This feels like a smash spot for the Rams.
They stink!
They do stink. The Rams, not the Giants stink. All right. I'm also taking the Bears. I have them at plus 6 at home against the Packers. Divisional rivals are getting 6 at home. Bears have been better as of late. They've won 2 in a row. Justin Fields seems to have righted the ship here in his rookie season.
True story?
Yes, it is a true story. So I'm going with the Bears. And I just found out 2 seconds ago that we need a third game, so just hang with me. I'm going to scroll through
here. Oh, come
here.
On.
I'm going to take... Well, we didn't have a pre-show meeting about this.
So nicely produced.
Yeah, exactly.
We do 3 picks every single week.
Well, the Jets are off, so I figured you never know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know this comes as a surprise, but we didn't have this organized. But okay, so I'm going to take the Raiders. How about that? They're getting 4.5 against the Broncos. Broncos, to me, are a paper tiger. The Raiders, off this whole Gruden thing, I think they rally around the new coach. Divisional game, emotional effort out there. I'm going to take the Raiders, getting the 4.5 in Denver. The Bears at home, they're getting 6, and I'm going to lay the 7.5 with the Rams. Those are my 3 picks for this week. Evan, you're staring at me. Take it away.
No,
pathetic!
To prove Craig's point, the one game that's a lock to be right is the one you didn't even think about. You're like, the Raiders, plus 4.5. last week I was 1-2, and it sucked even worse than that because the one game I got right I didn't want to be right about, and that was Atlanta laying 2.5 against the Jets. But
now
I'm
that
wrong.
You could say is a tool.
I was wrong about the Giants, and I was wrong about the Chiefs. The Giant Ram game is tough because the reasons I'd give would all lead to the Rams laying the 7.5, but Craig annoys me so much.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Like, I love you, but the constant, they have no chance, they can't win, Joe Judge is a moron, so loser! I have a choice. I can give what I think is going to happen, or I can say what I want to have happen. And what I want is Craig to have to come in on Monday at 2 o'clock and say, I can't believe the Giants won. And look, I guess I could rationalize the way Big Mac did, the homer that he is. They'll keep it close. You know, Daniel Jones outside of the first half against Dallas has played well.
Blah, 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 blah.
Aaron Donald has not beasted out the way he has in the past. Leonard Williams is due to, like, accidentally get a sack. James Bradbury's going to answer C-Mac's prayers.
Oh!
So, whatever. I mean, the Giants, they're getting
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Game number two, I'm taking the Chiefs again. Number one, I thought it was unbelievable. Besides the fact the Chiefs' defense sucks, they have committed 11 straight turnovers since they've gotten a takeaway. That's not going to last. As simple as that. Like, Patrick Mahomes is not turning the ball over a bunch of times. They're not going to put the ball on the ground. They're not going to continue this trend of just turning the ball over at a stupid pace.
Excuse me.
They're better than this. So give me the Chiefs laying 6.5 in Washington against the football team. And in game number three, I love the Browns laying 3.5. If there's one knock on the Cardinals this year, it's their ability to stop the run.
Whoa!
And now they're going up against the Beast from Cleveland. Kyler Murray's a little banged up. Baker Mayfield somehow taking heat for struggling.
Yeah, boy!
And I'll break you some news. The Cardinals aren't going undefeated. So give me the Browns laying 3.5 at home against the Arizona Cardinals. The Giants plus 7.5. The Chiefs laying 6.5 in Washington. And the Browns laying 3.5 against Arizona. Our picks.
This is fun.
For week 6 in the National Football League.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'm sure most of you missed it last night, because who's watching preseason basketball?
Excuse me?
Most of you missed it because who's watching preseason basketball?
How dare you?
And even worse, who's watching preseason basketball post-game shows?
All right? Me.
Booyakasha. Kevin Durant. I'm just going to let you guys play it. Obviously, a lot of the questions are about Kyrie and all that stuff. And since we spent so much time this week talking about it, I thought a good way to end the week, because it just happened last night, we have not gotten into it today, was to let you hear what Kevin Durant said about it, because to set you up for this is as perfect as a press conference answer can go. I think he's on point. I think he made sense. I think you can all relate to what he's saying. And I think if there's such a notion, as we talk a lot about it, like when coaches first come to New York, did they win the press conference, right? If there's such a thing for a guy like Durant at this stage of his life and career, I thought last night it was it. I'm not sure the question that sets it up, but, you know, you'll get the point of it. Here's Kevin Durant.
So I guess to play devil's advocate, you know, why aren't you guys
upset?
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, I guess why aren't you upset?
Because it's we still get to do what we love to do every day. We still get opportunity to play. This is not the ideal situation coming into the season, but, you know, some of this is out of our control. So what we can do is come in and focus on our jobs every single day. And what is being mad going to do? We're not going to change his mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we'll let him figure out what he needs to do and the team figure out, you know, what they need to do. And us as players, when we're in the locker room, we're on the floor, we're going to work with each other. So, you know, life is amazing. So I can't be too mad at somebody making a decision for themselves. You know, that's who am I to get upset at that, you know? So just focus on what we got in this locker room.
I just think everything he said is on point. You know, he's not going to speak for Kyrie, not his place to. He acknowledged that life is pretty damn good when you're Kevin Durant. He acknowledged that he gets paid to work. He's going to go to work. He acknowledges that whoever's in the locker room and on the court with him.
He also helped the reporter in asking the question, why aren't you mad? Because I think that's a fair question a lot of people have, saying, hey, is Kevin Durant mad? Is James Harden mad? Yeah. And Kevin Durant gave a nice answer. He also said later on, I feel things are going to work out for both parties. Now, I don't think he knows anything. I think he's just optimistic in nature to think that that may work
and that's
out
what
that
he
way.
Wants. The guy's his buddy, yeah. Right? I mean, I'm sure everyone wants Kyrie to be on the court because they have a chance to legitimately that, win a championship.
That great answer by Kevin and also watching him play basketball is why no one, no Net fan and no Knicks fan who wants to mock it should ever regret the Nets signing of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving helped deliver Kevin Durant. And so Kyrie Irving may never play another game for the Nets ever again. Because of his ability to help deliver Kevin Durant here, dude, and I think I speak for every Net fan.
Would you put him in your Ring of Honor?
He was worth it.
Is Kyrie Irving a Net Ring of Honor guy?
Well, you mean his number retired? You mean his number retired?
No. Will he go down? Like, they have executives, I'm sure. I'm sure Rod Thorne's in their Ring of Honor.
No, they have retired numbers.
And they probably have Ring of Honors.
They don't have a Nets Ring of Honor.
I'm saying, if they did, would you put Kyrie in it for getting Durant?
It's pretty big, yeah.
It's not bad,
it's
right?
pretty big. Like, that's why...
Biggest acquisition the franchise has had.
As frustrating as Kyrie has been, as lack of confidence I have in his playing at all this year, he gave us Kevin effing Durant. Yeah. And yes, I couldn't agree with you more. For a guy who's been known to be sensitive with the media over the years, I don't think he could have hit it out of the park any more than he did with his answers yesterday.
Now
let's go win a freaking championship.
Before we let you go, throughout the afternoon, we've been talking about yesterday's interview on The Fan with Carl Banks and Big Mac as they had James Bradberry, the New York Giants cornerback, who's having a very tough year right now. And at the end of it, Big Mac turned on his crush fandom. And much like Adrian Balboa with Rocky Balboa in the hospital, said, just win, Rock, win. Well, what are we waiting for? At the end of the interview yesterday, which was a very good interview, he couldn't help himself. He was a fanboy. And at the end, you'll hear, as I've teased all day long today, the stylings of a talk show host who became a fan right before our very eyes. And I especially want you to listen to the very last word. It's only a 5-second clip. The very last word from the fanboy himself, Big Mac. Here's how it sounded last night.
Thank you very much, James. Good luck. We wish you the best. And, you know, go get a win for the New York Giants and their fan base, baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby! Baby! Baby!
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
And he loves it
a lot. Yes,
He's
sir.
He's like, yeah, yes, sir.
Billy,
I love
don't
it.
Be a hero.
I love it, Big Mac.
Thank you, Evan.
You're welcome.
Keep your pretty head low.
It's a Giant theme show. Go get a win for the Giant fan. That's who's listening.
Bring back a win, baby.
Yes,
all right, thanks a lot.
That's PG G rated compared to what I'd say to KD if he was ever on
nah,
there.
Right? You'd be slobbering all over him. Here's the best thing.
Oh yes,
he came in today, Big Mac did, with no knowledge whatsoever that A, that I listened to it,
right,
or B, that he fanboyed all over himself. No knowledge at all.
I knew I said that at the end of the interview. I was aware of what I said.
I may not make it to Monday, James. If you could just do a dying man a favor.
Yeah, okay.
Could you bring home a win, baby?
And, you know, go get a win for the New York Giants and their fan base, baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Yeah, I don't know why I said baby. But I never asked him for anything. I said, go do it.
Get a
I
win.
Never said, please,
you
can you?
You demanded it.
Yes, said, I demanded. I said, go get that win.
Give me that win, baby.
Baby.
Get a win, baby. Get a win.
And, listen, you know, go get a win for the New York Giants. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.